Locked On Red Sox, your daily Boston Red Sox podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Red Sox here on the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. As always, I'm your host, Gabrielle, founder of Grill at the Game, and today's episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Download the Locker Room app from the iOS App Store and find one of our Locked On rooms. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports. So the Red Sox, as of this afternoon, about 30 minutes ago, are officially an over 500 team. They're tied with the Orioles for first place in the American League East. They have won their last four games straight, and it is just really good to be a Red Sox fan right now. I don't even really know how to describe how good it feels to watch a team go from down 0-3 in the season to winning the next four games. But if you're a Red Sox fan listening to this podcast, you know how it feels, so I don't actually really need to attempt to describe it to you. This game was just great. We're going to talk about Eduardo Rodriguez, J.D. Martinez, Rafael Devers, and Kike Hernandez. What a game. Just what a game. Such a great game. And also, I just have to say, I'm really enjoying these day games because they feel very retro, for one thing. My dad always talks about how much he loved going to day games with his dad and how much he hates the fact that most MLB games are at night now, but also because it means that I can record these podcasts and then go to sleep at a normal hour, which is something rare when you work in sports, because most sports happen between the hours of 7 p.m. and midnight, and you don't sleep very much. So thank you, Major League Baseball. I appreciate you. So let's talk about Eduardo Rodriguez first. Obviously, let's start with the starter. Eduardo Rodriguez finally made his season debut after being scratched from the opening day start for dead arm and just not feeling ready to be back there on the mound in a regular season game. It was his first regular season appearance since September 29th, 2019, which coincidentally was also against the Orioles and also had Matt Barnes pitching in it, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. This game had a little bit of everything, but ultimately it didn't end up being as close as it seemed in the early innings. Eduardo Rodriguez went five innings, he faced 20 batters, and he gave up four hits, three earned runs on two home runs, struck out seven, and didn't walk a single one of the 20 batters he faced. Pretty impressive for a guy who hasn't appeared in a regular season game in over 550 days. He struggled a bit in the first inning. That was primarily where those hits and runs came from. He gave up a two-run homer to Ryan Mountcastle, and three of the four hits that he allowed in the game came in that first inning. But after the first inning, he retired the side in order in the second, third, and fifth innings. That second home run was a solo shot in the fourth inning. But other than that, he also retired three batters, and that was the only thing that he gave up in the fourth inning. So his final line was pretty solid for any pitcher, and let alone a guy who has endured what he has over the last 13 months, COVID, viral myocarditis, a really slow ramp up. It took him a long time to get back here. So for him to have a five inning appearance where he throws 79 pitches and 56 of them for strikes, and he strikes out seven batters and doesn't walk anybody, I'm impressed. I'm pleased. I don't really have any complaints. You know, the Red Sox until today were the only major league team this season to not allow a home run. It sucks to lose that streak. It was the first time a Red Sox rotation had managed that collective feat in 29 years of not allowing a home run through their first six games. But I'm really not that pressed over him giving up two home runs. Ryan Mountcastle is one of the top prospects in the Orioles organization, and he is in the conversation for Rookie of the Year. So Rodriguez giving up a home run to him is not that surprising. The kid can totally rake. Erod is just shaking off the rust a little bit. Totally fine. Not worried about it at all. So Erod is back. He's back in the rotation, which sadly means that Tanner Houck is back at the alternate training site for now. And my only commentary on that is that you can dislike it without disagreeing with it. Everybody has been loving Tanner Houck through his first four major league starts and his little relief stint the other night. He is a really bright spot in this team's future, but that doesn't mean that he's fully ready yet. And Chaim Bloom echoed that by saying that everyone's really happy with what they've seen from him so far, but he's not a fully well-rounded out player yet. He's not there yet. And it's better to have him work on that when the rest of the starting rotation, aside from Garrett Richards' first start, has outperformed their expectations by about 15 miles at this point. Nathan Eovaldi has been phenomenal. Nick Pivetta was great. Eduardo Rodriguez was great. I'm sure Garrett Richards will do better. I would rather Tanner Houck go back to the alternate training site now than get absolutely shelled because teams are figuring him out because he's here when he's not ready. So after Eduardo Rodriguez, Garrett Whitlock came in again. He threw two scoreless innings, no hits, no walks, three strikeouts. And let me just tell you, this guy, what a steal, literally, from the New York Yankees, picking him up in the Rule 5 draft. It is just so funny and great that in this offseason, the Red Sox got two great guys from the Yankees, Adam Ottavino and Garrett Whitlock. And I have to give a shout out to Chris Henderson, who's known as @SoxSphere_CWH on Twitter, because he alerted me to an old Yankees tweet from their official account from June 23rd, 2018. It's a video of Garrett Whitlock, and the caption says, "You heard it from his teammates, Garrett Whitlock is good." And of course, Red Sox Twitter was having a field day with that one today, because yes, Garrett Whitlock is good. And now he's on the Boston Red Sox, and I am so pumped about that. And speaking of the Yankees, I just have to say that it's kind of crazy. The Red Sox and Yankees don't play each other until June. And the first game that they're playing this season is on my birthday, June 4th, and it's at Yankee Stadium. And I'm sorry, but I am not spending my birthday in Yankee Stadium. I hope the Red Sox destroy them on my birthday. That would be a great present for me, but I'm not going to Yankee Stadium on my birthday. That sounds like a terrible way to spend your birthday. I'm going to talk about the rest of the pitching and the offense in a minute, but let's talk about Locker Room for a second. This episode is brought to you by Locker Room, and they're the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download on the iOS store, and once you're in, you can talk with me, other Locked On hosts, sports fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sports. It's the perfect place to start or join conversations about Major League Baseball, and you'll find fans just like you on Locker Room for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and of course, reacting to big news and rumors. Go download the free Locker Room app now, currently available on iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the MLB group for the latest league updates. Follow me at GFSTARR1 to be notified when my rooms go live. I know you won't want to miss it. I can't wait to hear everyone's thoughts on the Red Sox. I'll see you in there. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports. And there are so many makes and models of cars and trucks on the market nowadays that it's impossible that your local chain storefront is going to have everything you need in stock. And the biggest secret that these chain stores don't want you to know is that when you shop with them, you're spending 30, 50, 100% more for the exact same auto parts that you could buy at rockauto.com. The dirty little secret of the auto industry is that chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers, but rockauto.com's prices are the same for everybody and they're reliably low. They always offer the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear. RockAuto.com is a family business that's been serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. And when you check out, write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. Now to finish out the pitching for today, Matt Andrees came in, he threw an inning, gave up one hit, walked a batter, struck out a batter. And I have to say, I was a little stressed out by this guy because every single appearance that he's made so far has just been a bit of a nail biter, and I'm trying to cut down on my nail biting. But mercifully, he got out of the inning without Cora having to go to Matt Barnes, which it looked like he was going to do when there were two outs, but Andrees wasn't looking like he could get a third. The broadcast was talking about Barnes maybe having to get four outs coming in to relieve Andrees, but Andrees got out of it. Credit where credit's due. And finally, Matt Barnes came in to pitch the ninth. He struck out all three batters. Absolutely magnificent. Didn't give up anything. And the game was over, and Eduardo Rodriguez got the win. His first win in over a year. There's something really special and just peak baseball magic about Matt Barnes getting the win for Eduardo Rodriguez today, because on September 29th, 2019, Matt Barnes blew the save that cost Eduardo Rodriguez his 20th win of the 2019 season. He finished the season with 19 wins. He was this close to 20. And it was against the Orioles. And yes, they did end up winning that game on a Rafael Devers walk-off that scored Mookie Betts. I still remember him so vividly screaming with joy as he crossed home plate in what would end up being his final game with the Boston Red Sox. But I know this is petty, but I've been annoyed with Matt Barnes ever since. Because I know that wins and losses don't count. They don't really matter for pitchers anymore in this era. But I wanted E-Rod to get that 20th win that day. And I was mad at Matt Barnes for blowing the save and costing him that win. And so today, when Matt Barnes came in and closed out this game and gave Eduardo Rodriguez his first win, and his first win in his first game since that game, and against the same opponent, that's just one of those moments where you look at baseball and you're like, good Lord, this sport is so special. Because there are moments like that where you cannot write a story better than that. It was so fitting and so perfect. It was like Machado ending the World Series on his knee. I know this isn't the postseason. It's literally the first week of baseball. But I love the symbolism and the symmetry and the connection between Eduardo Rodriguez's last game in 2019 and his first game back now since that day. Maybe I'm a dork. Maybe nobody else thinks this, but I do. I think it's special. I loved it. So shout out to the pitching. They have been so much better than I thought so far this season. I was worried about the offense after the first three games, but I was never really worried about the offense because I figured that they would get going eventually. It's the pitching that almost entirely has exceeded my expectations throughout these first seven games. Now, before I get to the offense, and believe me, there's plenty to talk about, you might want to start betting on this Red Sox team, and BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football is over, but the NBA and NHL are in full swing, and now Major League Baseball is back too. And if you're not into any of those things, BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. They've got real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds, so it's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Be a waiver wire winner with the Locked On Fantasy Baseball podcast. It's a daily fantasy baseball podcast hosted by veteran fantasy analyst Scott Cullen, who uses data and nearly two decades of fantasy baseball experience to offer the strategies and waiver wire pickups that lead to league wins. Follow Locked On Fantasy Baseball on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. Now, finally, let's talk about these bats because my Lord, they have been so, so hot. It's just great. I'm loving it. Almost every single batter in the Red Sox lineup today had at least one hit. Everyone except for Christian Arroyo and Bobby Dalbec, at least one hit. Alex Verdugo, JD Martinez, Rafael Devers, and Christian Vasquez each had multiple hits, including Christian Vasquez going 3-for-5 and Rafael Devers going 2-for-3. And Devers hit his first home run of the season, an absolute mammoth bomb that went 452 feet. His home run today was his first of the season, but hit the 75th of his career, which is crazy when you think about the fact that he's only been playing since 2017, and last season was a shortened season, and he only made his debut in the end of 2017. But this was also his 10th career home run against the Baltimore Orioles and his 5th career home run at Camden Yards. What did I say yesterday? Once he gets that first hit, once he gets going, he really gets going. And I feel like we're about to see Rafael Devers go on an absolute tear because he went 2-for-3 today with 2 runs scored, a walk, and 2 RBI. And JD Martinez, my Lord, talk about a guy totally bucking his own system. Usually he's ice cold to start the season. He went 2-for-5 today with a run and an RBI, and he has an extra base hit in each of the first 7 games of the season. And Christian Vasquez today was 3-for-5 with a run scored. And Kike Hernandez hit his first home run of the season too. So all in all, this offense is heating up. The pitching has been great. Knock on wood, I don't have anything to complain about pretty much. And this is a game that the Red Sox scored 7 runs on 12 hits without Xander Bogaerts, who had the day off. Xander Bogaerts, who's had multi-hit games in like every single game this week, had the day off, and the Red Sox still combined for 7 runs on 12 hits with 2 home runs. What a day. What a team. World Series back on. And so this has been your Thursday, April 8th episode of Locked On Red Sox, home of your first, tied for first place, Boston Red Sox. I don't even know what to say anymore. This team is so much fun. I am like, I'm flying high. Like Fenway Park, there is no ceiling on this team at the moment, and I'm absolutely loving every minute of it. So you can follow Locked On Red Sox at @LO_RedSox on Twitter. I'm at @GFSTARR1 on Twitter. Locked On Red Sox is @LockedOnRedSox, all one word, on Instagram. And I'm doing a really fun giveaway right now with Playbook Products, where you can go to my Twitter. The pinned tweet is a giveaway. They're giving away a set of their coasters that have the greatest Red Sox plays of all time on them. And to enter, just follow @PlaybookProduct on Twitter and retweet my pinned tweet. Plus, they gave me a promo code to give to you guys. Use code @THEGAME to get 10% off your purchase. So if you're not a Red Sox fan, you can check out any of their non-Red Sox products as well. Thanks so much for tuning in. Wear a mask. And as always, go Red Sox.